Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. Clip this on my belt. It's on.
Hey there, Critter Shed listener. It's that time of year again. It's clean up time, but it's not that type of clean up time. We're not talking about indoors. We're talking about outdoors. It's time now to clean up any of those ponds that might have gotten a bit overgrown. So, Collie is just about to head outside and clean up some of his own ponds. And what we recommend is popping in your headphones, getting some secateurs, and head outside and clean up your own pond in real time along with Collie.
So, folks, you join me on a beautiful, sunny spring day in Wicklow. And I'm leaning down in front of my mini ponds. And this one is slightly overgrown. And anybody who has a garden pond or a pond nearby them will notice that sometimes over the winter months or a couple of years, they will start to infill with vegetation, and this is where management of your pond really comes to the forefront. And it is an important part of keeping a pond, is actually maintaining it, because like all natural systems, ponds are very dynamic. You're going to have all sorts of seeds blown in, be them native or non-native, and they're going to do what plants do, and they're going to start to grow. And eventually, you know, a pond will disappear over time. So management of your garden pond is really important. So that's what we're going to do today. And as I look down at this pond in front of me, it's a long, narrow, shallow one. It's more like a ditch than a pond, but it was at the side of a driveway. And I noticed it was a damp area, so I put a liner in, and it's a really productive area, especially for amphibians. Newts and frogs seem to really love it. It's one of those kind of shallow ponds that almost but doesn't quite dry out. Amphibians love those for breeding in. But I have lots of clematis, I've got grasses, I've got bramble, especially bramble, completely covering about half of it, and around the edges all the grasses and the mosses are really encroaching. So it's still quite cold, and the frogs and newts haven't moved in yet, so I'm not disturbing anything. So what I'm going to start to do is I'm going to take my scissors or my secateurs, and I'm going to start giving my pond a haircut. Basically, I'm going to start coming in from the edges and just chopping away to open up the water to the air, get rid of all the overhang in the plants, and just really open up the surface to let in some sunlight. I can't believe this pond is only a couple of years old, believe it or not. It's not even a couple of years old. And it's completely overgrown. And this tends to happen, I suppose, when you have smaller ponds. The bigger ones, you don't have to maintain them as often once you get them going. But the smaller ones, my God, they get covered fast. Excuse any sniffles I have. It's quite cold out here today. My nose is running. So I'm after finishing one side here. I'm going into the other, and I'm aggressively ch- chopping into the vegetation. Now, the same method works if your subaquatic plants are out of control. If they've really taken over, like, completely, you want to get in into the water with your hands, and even do it in phases, because I know it can be quite painful sticking your hands into very, very cold water during winter and spring. And you have to do it during this time of year, because otherwise you're going to be disturbing animals that are already in the water, and that's something we don't want to do. So yeah, you want to get in there and chop away at about 50% of the vegetation in the water if it's completely overrun your pond, just to keep it clear. Allow a variation of plants, plant cover in there for different species. Some animals love loads of cover, some won't. So the more options you give, the more animals that will feel welcome, if that makes sense. Yeah, that's what it's about, just giving as many species as possible a reason to arrive in your pond. Like, even in this little stretch here, we get damselfly laying their eggs and their larva, because there's plenty of prey for them in the water. And at the side of the pond, I have tall grasses, irises, stuff like that, that will allow the larva to crawl out at the end of summer and turn into dragonflies or damselflies. Now folks, I tell you already, I'm only after, I'm doing this live with you, so to speak. Well, I'm recording it, but I'm doing it in real time. And this stretch of pond is 5 foot long, 1 foot wide, and about 1 foot deep. And I'm already through it, because I'm just hacking into the sides here. When we stick this up, I'll put it on my Twitter to show you before and after. Just hacking away. I'm very lucky with the brambles. I have a lot of stick insects that will be very happy to devour the brambles, so that's a bonus. And it really is starting to look well again. The ideal time to do your ponds, to really give them a haircut, is during the winter, but it's not easy finding a suitable day or the time. So as long as you get it done really before amphibian breeding season, which is coming up very, very shortly, but if you get it done before then, that's fine. If you're taking out aquatic plants from the water, like subaquatic plants, oxygenating plants, if you're giving them a haircut, like we discussed just a few minutes ago, leave them at the side of the pond, the very edge of the pond. That way, you're ensuring that any bugs or tadpoles might have overwintered, or microscopic eggs or whatever, has a chance. Animals and creatures that you pulled out have a chance to make their way back into the water. And they will, especially like some water woodlice and all. They have a homing signal in their head to get back to the water, so definitely worth leaving them on the side of the pond for a day or two, and then just remove them to the compost heap. I'm actually really enjoying this process. There's something great about maintaining a pond. Building a pond in the first place is almost, to my mind, is almost an artistic endeavour, because there's so many ways you can go. Even with wildlife ponds, you can go for stones on the outside, or wood, or a mossy verge, various different options. So when you make the pond, you're kind of putting yourself into it, if that rings a bell with any of you, you'll probably understand. But It is very much a personal project. And like anything personal that you do and complete and maintain, there's a great sense of satisfaction in seeing your work come to life, especially when it involves nature, because you're kind of just the catalyst to, you know, start the ball rolling to get this little habitat ready for other creatures to use. And it's kind of like, it's a very cool thing. They're not aware of you, they don't know anything about you, but you're after setting them up with a home for the next few generations, hopefully, maybe more. I'm still hacking away at the bramble. Important to wear gloves, especially when you're dealing with this stuff. It ain't easy on the hands. It's not fairy liquid, that's for sure. Now, believe it or not, that's me done. So I can see the complete top of the water right along. I haven't completely hacked away at all the cover at the edges, because that's going to grow back in very, very quickly come the start of summer. But I've opened it up enough to give it a lot of breathing space. I pulled out excess plant growth in the pond, and I've just given it a good bit of sunlight coming in. There's more that needed to go. I spoke too soon. And it looks absolutely fabulous. And whatever kind of water you have in your water feature or pond you have in your garden, same rules apply. Be it one of the small mini bucket ponds that we had been promoting around Dublin in some of our talks, or just an average size wildlife pond that's kind of gotten a bit overgrown. Maybe its cover leaves have fallen in, particularly in shady ponds, that happens. So just start off emptying it out from the bottom, especially if lots of leaves. Get most of them out. You don't have to get them all out. They're actually important to break down for animals inside to eat, like your water wood lice and such. And as I was saying, oxygenating plants, if they've taken over the whole pond, give them a little trim back. You want to have some open space in there, and they will grow back very quickly. Around the pond, you want to open it up. You want to let the sunlight in. You want to let the air in. You don't want roots going into it, particularly willows or brambles or some of the very touristy plants that will drain your pond during the summer months. And that's basically it, then you're good to go. If it is a small shallow pond and it gets very warm during the summer, as has happened the last couple of summers, don't be afraid to top it up, particularly if you have water butts around the garden. If they're full, use them. If not, stand some tap water in your watering cans overnight and then throw it in the next day, just to keep the levels okay, because part of management of a little pond is, and maintaining it, is to make sure it doesn't dry out completely, especially if there's tadpoles in it. You do need to give them a little bit of a hand in these times of changing weather patterns. So I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it was informative. I feel like a lunatic talking to myself here while I'm doing this work, but I'm very, very happy with that. And now on to the next pond. Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.